Okay, good evening, Abbo Isai. The difference is that now I've got a cold, so it sounds a bit different. That's just okay, I just want to finish off the discussion we had with regards to eating mezonos, pasavo bekisnim. We spoke about Kiddush, and I got a lot of complaints over Shabbos about the two... Okay, good. So I'm going to try to ease off that conscience now, okay? So I spoke to various people about this. Somebody told me, so remember the discussion, okay? We said that Passover Bekisnin, which is defined in three different ways, what Passover Bekisnin is, but most of our mezonos that we're going to eat by Kiddush are going to be in the category of Passover Bekisnin. If you have less than a shear, then if you're kuvah, let's put it this way, if you're kuvah sud on it, then... the halacha is that you need to wash and make hazon. So the question is exactly how do you define kuvei asuda? So the stringent shear, which is the main opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, is 3 to 4 eggs, which is the equivalent of about 200 grams. The more stringent opinion, the more lenient opinion says it needs to be the equivalent of having a proper meal. Do you remember that discussion? Okay, so I'd like to add two things. First of all, there are opinions that hold it can be mekel like the lenient opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. There are, the Chassam Sofer seems to be mekel lechatchila, the Vilna Gaon as mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, so there are various opinions are lenient lechatchila. So therefore, yesh al melismoich, point number one. Again, this is not like the Mishnah Berurah, but there is gedolei achronim who are lenient. So you can have a whole you can, that it's the sheer of having a whole tzuda. That's point number one. Very interestingly, Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted, and it's brought down in Shmuel Shabbos Kelchosa as well, and that anything that is eaten, that's with the following svara. He said that when we talk over here, that's when you talk. The discussion of it is when you start eating something in a proper way. You sit down and you eat it properly. However, Och Shulchan suggests, and Reb Shlomo Zalman, that if you're going to eat it in an araydig way, in a way which that's what you pointed out, that if you eat something in a non-formal, not proper, in a more kind of aray, non-fixed, non-established kind of setting, that you can have even more. That you can for sure be mekel. And even if you have more than the 200 gram, it's not considered the sudas kva. Therefore, by Kiddush, as we're standing and we're eating in that context, there is room for leniency. Shlomo Zalman quotes it, Och Shulchan brings it down, brings such a svara down, and Och Shulchan is very, very unhappy about this svara, but he does say it, and he said that should be milamed schos on the people who eat more. And he said that's to be done like kav schos. We know Och Shulchan always had the gewaldige avas yisrael, he always wants to explain why people do things, and he says that that's the way, that's what people are relying on, and he ends up saying, Vehu racho micha per ovoin. He said that the Rebbein Shem should have achmanos on us and not punish us for this, but it does bring such a svara. Yeah.
I'm just thinking there's some kiddush in this area where they always sit down.
Right, that's going to be, what do you think then? What would be the... Maybe it's more, maybe there would be harder to be making, even according to Och Shulchan. Yeah, I agree.
If you do sit down, you're not going to have kfir suda. Is that benching the rice or the problem?
If you have more than, if you have a... I saw Takeh the Shilas brought down somewhere. I saw the Shilas somewhere and I didn't understand what the tzad is that it's the Rabbanon. I saw it and I flew over it because I didn't understand. I said, surely, the Chalte V'Savot, should be the Reiser. Yeah, but now that you're mentioning it, I remember that I saw this discussion somewhere.
So is it better to then have bread anyway?
I suppose, not necessarily, because whenever you bend... Whatever you've eaten, you're going to bench the right thing. There's no obligation to put yourself into a matzav that you've dafke eaten, but I don't think so.
Does the bench of a cake meal on Shabbos upgrade the meal to the status of an actual suda so you can fulfill one that you've eaten while you're...
Good question. I think you should do, yeah. I think. Although, lechatchila, you shouldn't have like that, but yeah, but you'd be yotze, yeah. Yeah. Less? No.
You haven't benched
rice, have you? Yeah. Are you benched because I wasn't, you mean?
Yeah,
It's if you have less than 200, you benched Hazon. I see. It's probably considered a bocha she'eino tzicha and not bocha levatola. So Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't eat that figure between the 200 gram and the full suit. You shouldn't eat that because you're going to end it. Very difficult, yeah. Mishnah Berurah says don't run into trouble. Either have less than 200 gram or full. It's very difficult, 100%. Yeah, 100%. So either going to rely on the Chassam Sofer and the Vilna Gaon and the Shlomo Zalman's Och Shulchan, or you take have less than that. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. Yes. A sofik, you're going to make an amichyo. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You see, that's a sofik deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should taka not. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah adds that you have an additional sofik over here. Because you've got a suffix as to whether it's really... See, if Zion is three opinions, so you're never going to eat something which is out of the three opinions. So it's going to be an additional suffix there as well. So you have a suffix, what Pasabot Bekisne really is. Yeah. That's right. So it's a suffix within. Just talking about... Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, let's move on with an additional very important yesoid in Siv Ches. Siv Ches is mamasha wichtige yesoid, and that's going to lead into... According to many opinions, that is a discussion of the pizza. Pizza discussion. The shaila of a pizza, amongst many other foods. What else is a mezonis that you will potentially, a proper mezonis that you potentially eat as a whole meal? Mezonis sandwich? No, something which is more snack-like.
Burekas,
very good example. Absolutely. Yeah, burekas. Pizzas. Yeah, potentially. Okay, those. Okay, let's see what Siv Ches is teaching us. Siv Ches teaches us the following yesod. Lachmonios, which I would like to translate now as a pita. Oysen shiblilosan ovo shikorin uvliash. So that's a bit thicker. It's a thicker kind of bread. Lechem gomu, that is a proper bread. Umevoich olav amoitzi, you're going to make a amoitzi, birkes amosim, birkes amosim. Okay, so far it's not a chiddush. That thick bread, you're going to make thick pita, you're going to make amoitzi, we have no chiddush there. But, the oyslan shibidilosin rako, the ones which are very thin. Vedakin meoid, very, very thin. Shekorin nivlash, which are considered nivlash. Mevoich aleim boirem in emezoinos, you're going to make boirem in emezoinos on them. Uvrocha achs men cholos, you're going to make Birkas Hamazon afterwards. Pardon? Bocha Achas Mein Cholosh. You're right, sorry. Alamichio, sorry, thank you very much. Alamichio. Vim Kova Sudos Aleim, but if you were Kovea Sud on them, then Mevoreich, you're going to make the Bocha of Hamoitzi, Birkas Hamazon, Birkas Hamazon. Viyochelu Besoich Asuda, if you ate this Nivlash in the middle of the meal, Shaloi Mach Masasuda, not for the sake of the meal, not for the sake of the meal. Tunim brocha lifnei veloy alachem. You can make a brocha at the beginning, but not afterwards. You can make a first brocha, but not a brocha after eating it. Havol oisn rekikim dakim, but a thin kind of dakim oichin oisnin merkachas alem that you spread something on them. Hem tfeini legabe amekachas uvirkas amekachas poitroson. Okay, we'll get to that. That's the dessert, Shaila. But here, the nivlash. So we're talking about a certain item that if it's a pita, if it's very thick, you're going to make hazon, amoitzi and hazon, that's fine. He says if it's very thin, then you can get away with mezoinus and alamichyo. Why is that? What are we talking about over here? So we're talking about something which is thin, and really, the texture really should be something, the substance really should be something which deserves hamotzi and birkas hamazon. But because it's thin, you can make alamichi on it. Let's get clear. Are we talking about something which is categorized as Siv Zayin, as Pasavo Bekislin, or not? You're right. Definitely not. This is not pasabo bekiznin. It is proper bread. And nevertheless, we're learning, if it's thin, you can make ala michyo, mezoinus and ala michyonit. Why? Yeah. Breakers. We'll get to that. Yeah, we're getting there. Very good. So what's going on over here? So there's a yesod over here, which is not even spoken at so clearly in the Mishnah Berurah, but there's a fascinating yesod over here. The yesod is that this over here is not something which is within the three categories of design. It's not something which is fruit juice, or has a lot of taste of, or it's like a cracker, or it's like, what were the other, the juices, it's none of that. It's none of this design, pasabob kisnin. It's not pasabob kisnin, it's pasgomo. But because it's very thin, we're now learning that essentially it's something which is most times eaten as a snack. Nivlash is a kind of food that normally, traditionally, people will eat as a snack. It's a snack, it's thin. It's a thin kind of people normally would eat it. And therefore, you can make mezoinus nala michyonit. It's not pasabob kisnin, but you're going to make mezoinus nala michyonit. Mishnah Berurah goes even a step further. Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot Lamed Zayin, Sifkot Lamed Vav, lechem gomuhu, the thick ones, is the nasim rak mekemach umayim kishapas, we're talking about proper bread over here, even in the thin ones, it's not proper bed. These are made for eating, it's made for, but there's a difference over here. So if God lamed zayin, shikore nivlash. Because we are choinim, the choinim write, the haynu ma shikorein beloshen Russia, noski, nols, nolsilkel. I don't know exactly, anybody Russian over here? Anybody can speak Russian? So he translated over here as thick pancakes, he says. Shema'arvin kemach, you take flour, imhar b'mayim, with a lot of water, bekedera, in a pan, k'moy daisa, like a porridge, v'shoifchin al yirokos, and you put it on vegetable leaves, kind of thing, v'nefim b'tanurim ha'alim, and it's baked with the leaves. Similarly, if you fry it without oil, if it's very, very thin, if it's not so thin, you're going to make hamotzi. But those over here, if they are thin, you can make ala mezonos and ala michyonit. Because we are poskim, at the oysen shkerim in Prague, valafelatkes, shenasen gamken bilosan rako, it's thin. This Prager valafelatkes. Sounds nice. No? Valafelatkes in Prague. So they're also thin. Ach, mbleche, mispashtin bafioso, nasin dakin vikulushna, but they're very thin. And they are made in that kind of way that it's thin, it's like a flimsy kind of pancake, yeah. Ach, we play some special methods. Now, can you tell Yoisem Oison, this Russian thing, she niskal el. Ain't le boy chalam amoytzi. Afilu bete kovah. You don't make amoytzi on it. The ain't al zeteras lechem klal v'damel le tiros b'siv tezvav. Mishnah Berurah says here. Explanation as follows: a food which you normally eat as a which is obvious that it's not kviya suda, you can make ala michyonit. You can make mezonis ala michyonit. Although it's not in the category of pasabob bekisnin. That's right. Very good. Very good. Absolutely. If the crackers say, absolutely, if the crackers say on it because on mezonis, and you make ala michyonit on it, crackers is essentially the same than matzahs. On matzahs, nobody would dare making, I mean, unless you're sfadi, minagashkin has it to make. It's make hamotzi on. So what's the difference between crackers and matzahs? What's the difference? The difference is this, very, very similar to this over here, that since it's the crackers are made in a way that they're essentially, the purpose of them is, nobody would, they are made not as a kviya suda, they're made as crackers, as snacks. Therefore, it's ala michyo, not like matzahs. So that's a big chiddush. Seif Ches is a very, very big chiddush. And that will pretend, that is the Makoy, I think, There's a famous psak of Moshe Feinstein, a very controversial psak. Moshe Feinstein says that pizzas, now I know there's a difference between Italian pizza and American pizzas, but Moshe Feinstein says that pizzas, you can make, what bracha do pizza people make on pizzas? Depends how much. Very good. What did you hear? Very good. More than two. That is a famous psak of Moshe Feinstein. Who did you hear this from? Your father. That is a psak of Moshe Feinstein. If you have one slice of pizza, it's ala michya. If you have more than one slice, you're going to have to wash and bench. So that is, I believe, I couldn't trace back because it's not something which is written in the sefer. It's something that people say over. It's a very famous psak from Moshe Feinstein. And I think that the Mekoy will probably be this Nivlash. That it's something, I mean, I believe and I understand. I saw it in the Dishu communications. There was a whole thing about pizza as to whether it's eaten, a whole study, an American government study. Why do people eat pizzas? And the majority of people said that pizza is actually a snack. You wouldn't have it as a proper meal. I don't know what you think about it. Pardon? Yeah, I was wondering about that. So, you're right, I hear that. But let's talk, as Shulchan Aruch is talking about thin ones, the thin pizzas that probably people, in America at least, people think that they are more categorized as a snack and not as a proper meal. How do you look at pizzas?
I find it hard, the idea of people having one.
Having one?
I don't think people really, I don't think anyone's ever had one, ever.
It's a theoretical idea. Yeah, so if you have one pizza, would be mamash like this nivlash, it's a snack. And even if it's not possible, since it's a snack, or breaker is very similar. If a person has one breaker, that could exist. One breaker. One breaker. That's not your thing. So if somebody has a breka, so you don't have to find out is it possible a kissing or not. According to this Shulchan Aruch will be category of nivlash. You make mezonos ala michya and that's it. Because it's not generally something you're kaviyas stood on it. Yeah. Very good. If you have other things with it, it'll probably go back to the earlier shaila. That if it's mitzaref, I hear it would be more problematic. Yeah, I hear. Good point. Yeah. Yes. Right. Okay. So the reason why we say hamotzi is because according to us, it's bread proper. There's no difference. Ingredients are the same. According to the Sfardim, the reason why Sfardim say mizonos on it is because they believe it's categorized in the third category of the possible kisnin. Do you remember the third one? What was it? Yeah. So they say that it's part of that. But even they, on Yom Tov, on Pesach, where they only eat matzahs, they also make hamotzi on it.
What about matzah
crackers? Yeah, so matzah crackers, what would you say?
Yeah.
I also don't feel so comfortable making mizonos on it. But l'chayre, they would be in the same category as crackers. Crackers and yeah. Yeah.
Which is
being
matir mezonos.
The seif, ches?
Yeah. This is saying it has to be flat, or it's saying because it can even be a bit puffed up.
It could be puffed up a bit as well.
Number one, you're talking about breakfast. But also, people tend to make, maybe I'm wrong, but I kind of thought people make mezonos on bridge rolls if they're going to have just one or two bridge rolls. And then proper fluffed up bread. But they're just in very, very small pieces of fluffed up bread.
Yeah, that would probably be, if people make mizonos on it, it would probably be because it's passable by kissing.
But it often isn't. All it is half a roll with some salmon.
What is it? Is it? Can you feel the juice when you're eating it? Is there a juicy flavour or not?
I mean, not I've never tasted, but I mean, I'm not a writer.
Anybody bridge rolls on both sides?
They usually try and make mizonos for that very reason. So
there is essential flavour is juicy. Yeah, you can when you have a bridge roll. Right. But if you just have a bridge roll, what do you think of it? I don't know. It is sweeter. Well, if it's sweeter, then it's possible for kissing.
I never noticed it sweeter, but I could say I'm not.
Yeah, and it's true, because according to the Ramah, the Loshna Ramah is the top of page 134, Shekimata Dvash Vatavlinim Ikka. The Ramah says it has to be, the essential flavor should be. So that's a valid point. It should really be like that. But yeah. Yeah, okay, so right. So the Mishnah Berurah then the Shulchan Aruch then carries on and he speaks about if you eat this nivlash, if you eat the besoy chasuda, shaloimach masasuda. I don't want to go into great detail because that's a discussion in the later simon, desserts. The very controversial topic of desserts and the chumrah of making a brocha if you have a dessert, which is if you have cake or biscuits or ice cream or compote, whatever it may be, you make a brocha on that at the end of the meal. So we're going to go into that later, Simon. But I just want to point out over here what the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you eat nivlash, shaloimach masasuda, depends what you think. If there's nivlash in the middle, you get this pita, or this kind of pizza, whatever it is, pita or pizza, at the end of the meal. If it's within the meal, now it depends. Why are you eating this? Are you eating this because it's for the sake of mid-meal, or is it not for the sake of the meal? How, if it's for the sake of the meal, you don't make a brach on it. If it's not for the sake of the meal, you're going to make a brach on it. What does that mean, for the sake of the meal? Mach masasuda, loy mach masasuda. Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkot Mem Aleph, it's the perish shaloy ochram le'aspia avoynoy, rak le'kinuach o'mesika. Are you hungry or not? Are you hungry for the ice cream at the end or not? Are you hungry for that additional food that you're eating, this pancake, this whatever it is, at the end of the meal, are you hungry or not? If you are hungry, then it's part of the meal, and you're not going to make a brach on it. If you're not hungry, it's just for sweetness, to end off nicely, then it's not machmas asuda, you're going to have to make a brach on it. So the Mishnah Berurah defines it, machmas asuda, says, lekinuach umesike, for sweetness or not. Leshem suda. That's what the Mishnah Berurah defines. So that's an important factor. We're going to speak more about that in Mishnah when we get to the later simon with regards to what is gepatled with bread. That's a later simon in Kuf Pei Ches or something. But it's a slight reminder about this topic. Okay, just to finish off, Pesif Tess, Pas Gomu, if you're having proper bread, Hafilo Pochus Mekazais, even less than the Kazais, Mevorechol Hamotzi Make Hamotzi, Pas Gomu, proper bread, that is if you're eating it as a Suda. Okay, that's a proper sandwich, a proper bread. You're having a proper roll. You're going to make hamotzi. Even if you have less than a kezayis, that's, again, contrary to what some people think. You're going to make hamotzi even if less than a kezayis. Havala achro v'enem avorich klum, kol shalo ochel kezayis. If you have less than a kezayis, you're not going to make hazon, you're not going to say anything. If you have more than a kezayis, you're going to make hazon. But there's no such thing of making on proper bed, ala michyo, and then afterwards... if it's proper bread, yeah, that doesn't make sense. But what Shulchan Aruch does say over here is that if you're having less than kezayis, that's sometimes relevant for children. If you have less than the kezayis, sometimes relevant for children, small children sometimes. If you have less than the kezayis, Shulchan Aruch says, you're going to make hamotzi, but you're not going to make hazon afterwards. You know, any more klum. Yeah, you don't make any brocha achroina. Okay, and see if you, this is going to be the shiloh of breadcrumbs, chavitze, which we'll be talking tomorrow, Mitzvah. Good evening.